ברשות מוריי ורבותיי, with the permission of Hashem, we are the parashat Vayikra, parashat of the Korbanot, and this parasha, it's incredible parasha. I love this parasha because this parasha it's the parasha of sacrifice. What the meaning of sacrifice? So the meaning of sacrifice is that there is two kinds of sacrifice. There is one kind of sacrifice that if you do a sin, you bring a korban to the Beit HaMikdash and you sacrifice the korban, the animal that you bring to the Beit HaMikdash. And there is another kind of sacrifice that it's not an animal, but you own Ta'avot, les envies. You know what's that? All your private desire. You desire to eat a big steak. Big steak. So you only eat a little bit. You don't eat the whole steak. You understand? Why? So what if you eat the whole steak? Because this is Dak Hasidut. Because this is the Derech of the Hasidut. The Derech of the Hasidut is Kadesh Atzmach B'Mutala. Make yourself holy only from the things that they are allowed. They are allowed. Like, for instance, to eat a big steak, we give you a big steak. It's nice, it's kosher, mahadrin, no problem, you can eat it. But by eating all of it, that means that you show something, a desire on food, a particular desire on food, this desire that you don't show in Avodat Hashem. You understand? So this is what Hashem wants. Hashem wants another kind of sacrifice that you have to show yourself how much you love. All your desire is Hashem. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the first above everything. All your desire is the Avodat Hashem. By eating all that steak, you show how much you love this steak. The question is, do you do that for Avodat Hashem? That means always your super desire should be only when it's come to Kiyum HaMitzvot and Avodat Hashem. Not the race of Hevel HaOlam HaZeh. Kadesh Atzmach V'Mutalach. Now, this is, I don't know if you have the pasuk, if you have the parasha in front of you. It's said like that. Adam Kekim Mikem, a man who sacrifices from himself, אדם כעקיד מכם, בהמה, האנימל, מן הבקר, it should be a cow, מן הצון, תקריבו קורבן לכם, you should bring your sacrifice. You see, here the Torah, it's a double vision. I can explain this pasuk in double way, okay? On one hand, I will explain this pasuk in one way that Hashem wants. He's talking to you. If you're to bring, if you do a avera and you want to bring a sacrifice, you bring from the sheep, you bring a cow from the sheep, you bring your sacrifice. This is the explanation of the pasuk. But there is another way how to explain this pasuk. Adam Kaki became the Avodat Hashem. How to serve Hashem is, there is two ways. Or you bring a sacrifice, or mikem. What that mean mikem? From yourself. You sacrifice yourself. How can you sacrifice yourself? You sacrifice your desire. So from where you can start? Now, I would like to ask you one question. When is the best time to start to do sacrifice for Hashem? To sacrifice your desire for Hashem. Can you tell me which is the best time to start? the morning. The morning, when you wake up, Hatzot Laila Aira Shahar. You wake up in the morning for Avodat Hashem. You go to bed, you go to sleep late, and the time of the shul come, you jump from the bed and you go to shul. Okay? This is the best avodah. And if you do that in the morning, if you did that sacrifice, if you sacrifice your sleep, your shlofen for Hashem, so the rest of the day, it will be fantastic. All start by the morning. If you start well, if you sacrifice your desire sleeping in the morning, you jump from the bed, you go to shul, or you go to study Torah in the morning, so the rest of the day, it should be good. This is the explanation of the Pasuk. Adam ke'akid mikem, a man who sacrificed his mikem, that means there is another kind of sacrifice, to sacrifice his desire. So, mina bakar, bakar is boker, morning. Bakar, it's, you can say bakar is a cow, or boker, it's morning. Bakar, boker, if you start in the morning, if you do start the sacrifice in the morning, you sure that a whole day you will do all, you will sacrifice all the rest of all the rest of the material sacrifice, you will do it. But everything depends on the money. You remember I told you one day about the Baal Shem Tov. Do you remember? One day I told you that Baal Shem Tov said, why there is a lot of people that they are religious, but they don't have Yirat Shamayim. He said, why there is a lot of people that they need Yirat Shamayim, they don't have Yirat Shamayim, why? And Baal Shem Tov said, because those people in the morning when they wake up, instead of thinking about Avodat Hashem, they think about their own personal things. That means that in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, as the Torah said, itgaber adam kar, you have to jump from bed, you have to jump from bed like a lion. When a lion is starving, you know, when he smells food, he jumps to look for to kill the animal that is around about him. This is what Baal Shem Tov say. He said, the problem why those people, I mean that they are religious, they study Torah, but we don't feel the Yirat Shamayim on their face only because they don't give priority to Hashem. Understand? That's what Baal Shem Tov said. So now I understand this Vayikra. Vayikra, the first parasha of this week, did you see the Aleph? The Aleph is a small Aleph, yes? Well, this Aleph represents Adam. This Aleph represents Adam. A man, how much he should be small? A man should be always small in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means a man, he should be always small when it comes to serve Hashem. All his desire should be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the best sacrifice. Alecha horagnu kol hayom, David HaMelech said. We've been sacrificed on you all day. What that mean? That mean Alecha horagnu kol hayom. That mean David HaMelech wanted to tell Hashem, you have to protect us. You have to be nice to us because we sacrifice all our desire. You know, a man is a man. You know. Look at me. People, when they see me, they think I am a rabbi. But they should know that I'm not a malach, I'm not an angel, I am only a man. And the same way that you want to, you have the desire of all kind of material, I'm the same. Me as well. Don't think I am a malach. What difference between me and you? There is no difference. You have a mouth, I have a mouth, you have a body, I have a body, you are a man, I am a man. You sleep, I sleep. You are married, I am married. You have children, I have children. You eat, I eat. You hear, I hear. Okay, we don't look the same. The image is not the same, but we are only a human being. But through Torah Kiddusha, through our love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we do sacrifice. We do sacrifice. Sacrifice the desire. This is the desire we all have there, but a man, what is the difference between an animal and a man? The difference is that the animal, he cannot do a sacrifice. A man, he does sacrifice. I mean, a man, he knows when he can go, and when he has to stop, he stops. You understand me? Now, this is the parash of this week. The parash of this week, the parash is talk about the korbanot. How much a man should be very, very strong to be ready for Avot Hashem, to sacrifice his desire, to sacrifice his ta'avot, his thought. You know, this is the derech of Avot Hashem. There is two kinds of sacrifice. Or you bring a sacrifice to be the Mikdash, or you yourself, you are a sacrifice. How do you sacrifice yourself? Like today. Today we have no Beit HaMikdash. So how can we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu today? Well, by sacrificing our desire. And I would like to tell you something very, very good. There is a pasuk who said, Elohim asecha lo ta'asi lach. Et hagamatzot tishmor ki b'chodesh ha'aviv yatzata me'eretz Mitzrayim. Do you know this pasuk? No. So this pasuk, it's about when the Jews did the Egel, and after they did the big teshuvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Elohim asecha lo ta'asela. Don't have an idol. Masecha is an idol, you know, to build Avodah Zarah. Don't do Avodah Zarah. Elohim asecha lo ta'asela. Et hagamatzot ishmo. Then the Torah said, you have to respect hagamatzot. The matzot, okay, it's Pesach. Why? Because Bechodesh Aviv Yatzata, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he let you out from Egypt and the printemps, okay? Spring Valley, it's New York, it's springtime, yes? Yeah. Now, I was looking to have in a book. His name is Omer HaTenufa. It's a beautiful book. And there, he asks a question. What's the connection between don't do an idol, don't do the Avodah Zarah, and respect the Hagamatzot? Because on the spring, Hashem led you out from Egypt. What's the connection? What's the connection about the Avodah Zarah? The matzot. It's like I'm telling you, you have to buy a suit and take with you an umbrella. What's the connection? Buy a suit and take with you an umbrella. I tell you, go to take a plane and buy a bicycle. Take a plane and buy a bicycle. What the connection? You understand? This is the question that I saw in Omer HaTenufa. And I was thinking that, are you with me? Yes? Yeah. There is one mitzvah that to eat. Okay? There is a mitzvah that you should eat. You are healthy, so you can serve Hashem, okay, through eating. Now, there is some mitzvah deoraita, like the matzah. The matzah, it's a mitzvah deoraita. The Torah tell you, eat matzah. It's a mitzvah deoraita. There is most of the mitzvot, it's mitzvot like sukkah, you enter the sukkah. It's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah, like put tefillin, but the mitzvah of eating, it's hardly we saw the to eat. When the Beit HaMikdash was, when we had the Beit HaMikdash, it was a big site to eat the sacrifice, to eat the Kadashim, to eat a piece from the Korban. You know that. But today there is no Beit HaMikdash. So the Chatam Sofer, I was looking to a book from Rabbi Shimshon David Pinkus. He brings in his book what the Chatam Sofer said. The Chatam Sofer said, he said, today in our time, today in our generation, really hard. There is not a lot of mitzvot that they are deoraita. Understand? But this mitzvah of of matzah, it's a mitzvah deoraita. Mashi, it's fabulous. It's you know the first night of the Seder, it's a mitzvah to eat matzah. Mamash, it's a mitzvah. The ikar of the mitzvah, it's the Gaon Mivilna, you know, the shita of the Gaon Mivilna. The Gaon Mivilna said that all week it's a mitzvah to eat kazait, matzah. But the real mitzvah, the oraita, it's the first night of the Seder. And the Chatam Sofer said, today in our generation, the only mitzvah that on connection, but on eating, it's only matzah. Can you find me a mitzvah to eat? It's a mitzvah to eat. There is no. Of course, you have to eat kosher. I understand. But when we're talking about the matzah, it's a mamish. It's a mitzvah to eat. It's a mitzvah d'oraita. Understand? It's a mitzvah d'oraita to eat the matzah. The matzah, it's a mitzvah d'oraita. There is a lot of mitzvot that they are d'oraita, like like the Mechat Chinuch said, to eat pat, a piece of bread on Shabbat, it's a mitzvah d'oraita. But really, there is a lot of mitzvah. But the matzah itself, it's a big mitzvah to eat it. Now, you have to understand one thing. Elohe matzecha lo ta'aseh lach, et chag ha-matzot tishmor. There is two kinds of avodah zarah. There is two kinds of idolatry. Idolatry is idol, masecha. It's avodah zarah. And there is the Torah said, be careful, don't do avodah zarah. Why? Because don't forget, when I let you out from Egypt, I destroyed all kinds of avodah zarah. You understand? I destroyed all kind of, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he avenged. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted to show the Bnei Israel that all the Avodah Zarah, they are nonsense. They are nothing. They have no power. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made it clear to the Jews that the Avodah Zarah, they had no power. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I think this is the connection between don't have Avodah Zarah because and eat matzot. What the connection? Don't do avodah zarah, eat matzot. Don't do avodah zarah, eat matzot. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remind you. Don't forget. When you left Egypt with one mitzvah. What mitzvah did I give you? Matzah. And by giving you the matzah to eat, I destroyed all kind of avodah zarah. Because there is another kind of avodah. Do you remember what the Torah said? ועצם לא תשמרו בו. הקדוש ברוך הוא הגיב, הגיב to the Jews to do Korban Pesach in Egypt. And this Korban Pesach, it was the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptian. And they grill the meats. And the smell of the meat was all over. And they have to eat it. And Hashem said, you eat it in front of the Egyptian. It's a big mess. The Egyptian, they see the Jewish people, they do shechita to their Avodah Zarah. They eat their Avodah Zarah. And they eat and they couldn't do nothing. It's a big mess. But you know what the Torah said there? Ve'etzem lo tishmeron bo. Hashem said to the Jews, when you eat the meat, don't, il ne faut pas sucer les os. Don't break the bones on your, because, you know, the steak, you know, the Jews, they never ate the meat in Egypt. For the first time that they were eating the meat, it was so good. So they wanted to eat even the bones of the meat. And to break the bones of the meat in their mouth. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, don't do that. Why? So what if they break the bones of their with that thief? So what the problem? What the problem? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show them, if you want to serve me, you have to stop your desire of meat. Because you never eat meat in your life. Now this is the first time that you're going to eat meat. And it's going to be so nice to the meat in your mouth. So what you will do, you may break the bones on your just to test what it is inside the bones. So Akash Vuri said, no, this is what he said to the Jews, this is like Avodah Zarah. You understand? Can you repeat me this? Fabulous. You become a rabbi now. Baruch Hashem, now you understand me very well. This is fantastic. You understand now why the Torah said, Hashem, he said to the Jews, when they left Egypt, before they left, when he told them to take the lamb, and to shechita to the lamb, he said, oh, it's so tasty, because it's the first time they're going to eat it after 400 years. So he said, yeah, you have to break your desire. Don't eat too much of that. Don't break the bones. It's derech chassidut. You have to control yourself. Your love should be only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because by eating the lamb with bones and break bones, I mean, it's like you desire, you have more desire and material. So you have to break this desire. This kind of desire, it's what? It's like Avodah Zarah. That's what the Torah said, Elohe Masecha lo ta'asela. The same way that you cannot do an idol Avodah Zarah, the same way, so you have to, you must be very, very, very careful, even when it comes to food. When it comes to food, you have to be very, very careful. It hagamat zot tishmor. On Pesach, when you do sacrifice, when you do Korban Pesach, or there is a lot of nice food on Pesach, the most important that should be in your eyes on Pesach, not the lamb, not the food, but what? Matzot. And matzot, they are not very tasty. Yeah, they are not very tasty, the matzot. And matzot is mitzvot. You see, this is the connection between Elohim Matzecha lo ta'aselach et Hag HaMatzot Tishmor. You see, this is a kind of korbanot that now because we're approaching Pesach, so it's good. This pasuk of Elohim Matzecha, this is a kind of sacrifice that a kind of sacrifice that a man can do is when a Pesach comes and there is so nice, a lot of food, so. The most important of the Chag should not be the nice food, the lamb that we're going to eat, you know, the steak that we're going to eat, or the nice Ashkenaz food, Moroccan food. No, it's Hag HaMatzot. This because usually people are talking, on Pesach we're going to eat, Pesach, no, Pesach, it's not Pesach of food, Pesach, it's Hag HaMatzot. Okay? Ki b'chodesh ha'aviv yatzata me'eretz, because in the spring, can you do a calcul, how much is it Aviv? Can you count how much is it Aviv? Ha-Aviv. Ha-He. 5. Aleph. 1. Bet. 2. Yud. 10. Bet. 2. How much? 20. With the Kolel? 21. And Aviv 21 is the name of Hashem, Ekye. Why? Because Hashem, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, if the Jews tell me, what is your name? So Hashem told him, tell them my name is Ekye. Ekye, Ekye, Shel Hanei Alechem. So because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he revealed himself. When he appeared, yes, when he appeared, when he appeared to Moshe, and he told him, tell the Jews, my name is Ekye. Ekye, Asher Ekye, Shelachanei Lechem. And Ekye is Gematria, how much? 21. So now, do you see, that's why the Torah said, Ki b'chodesh ha'aviv, yatzata me'eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jews, look, the same way that I'm telling you, don't do idol, and don't be as well, don't take food as an idol. Why? Because how can you have an idol, how can you have desire of food, and after you're going to have the, what will have left for me? You will have no desire. And me, I kept my respect. I kept my promise to you. I told you I will deliver to you with my name, Ekye. And that's what I did. So you cannot, if I did all that for you, that means that you have to respect me. You have to be my people. And the only way to be my people, you have to love me. And the only way to love me, that you must have, do a sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice you desire? Desire of food, desire of Avodah Zarah. You can imagine at the time, all of them would do Avodah Zarah. And actually, he said to the Jews, no, you do not Avodah Zarah. So you have to sacrifice your Avodah Zarah, your time in it. You know, Pesach is jump, Passover. Yes or not? What is Pesach? You know what is Pesach? Pesach, that means you have to jump from eating and do mitzvot. Et Hagam Atzot Tishmor. Olif Suach Alachila, jump from too much food, jump from anything to keep mitzvot. Now we understand what it is, the connection between Korban Pesach with food. It's fabulous. One hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he tell you, do a Korban Pesach. Do the grill. Enjoy yourself. Eat. And then what he tell you? Be'etzem lo tishbeun bo. Don't break the bones when you eat it. One hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you permission. Yes, you can eat. I mean, all what Hashem created is for that we should adjourn ourselves. You understand me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create just to look at them. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all what there is in the world to enjoy yourself, but with limit. You eat. Do Korban Pesach. Eat all the lamb during the night. Eat it all night. You can eat. But be limited by breaking the bones with your hand, with your teeth. That means all your entire desire is on this meat. That's what Hashem did. So by not breaking the bone when you eat the lamb, So it's a sacrifice. It's like you are doing a sacrifice. You see, this is Avodat Hashem, a kind of Avodat Hashem when you eat. Okay, you know, the Torah said, "Hayav Adam le'ot et atzmo ki lo yatzei Mitzrayim." Have you been to Egypt in your life? Do you know Egypt? How can you imagine that you were in Egypt? How? You never saw Egypt. You don't know its power. You never been a slave. You never built the pyramid. How can you say such a big lie? That Hayav Adam Le'ot, every man should feel like he was in Egypt, and like he was Eved there in Egypt. How can you say and shoot a thing? It's impossible. Huh? I would like to ask you one thing. Why I saw in a book that a man, he should love the Torah. A man should love the Torah. It's not good for a man to force somebody to sit and learn Torah. I saw somebody, he asked, why we don't force a Jew to study Torah? Why we let him study Torah? I mean, if he doesn't want, he doesn't want. Why we don't force him? Why we ask from you, you have to love the Torah? I mean, it's impossible. I mean, it's impossible to ask somebody, you have to love the Torah. You have to force him. I think this is the best way. We should force people. No, the Torah said no. We should not force nobody to study Torah. Only if you want to come, you come. At Torah Mona Hadjik Elizabeth. The Torah it's in the corner. Anyone who wants Torah can come pick it up. The Torah is on the Shamayim. So you don't have to do effort to go to the Shamayim to bring the Torah. Torah it's here. So why I'm not allowed to force you? Look, if a baby don't want to eat, we force him to eat. Why we're not allowed to force you to study Torah? No, you have to study Torah mitoch ahava, from love, with love, below mitoch kfiya, below not with obligation. No. I would like to ask you one question. Why we have to study Torah? To be a doctor, once you are a doctor, you don't repeat again all the study you did in the school. You are a doctor. Why I have to repeat all the time the same Torah? I have to repeat. Why? Day and night. Why? You know, Limud Torah, when you study Torah, by studying Torah, you build yourself. The Limud of the Torah, it builds the man. It builds the man not only for the present, but he builds the man for the future. And the more he grow with the Torah, the more he will beat himself nice. You have to know one thing. If I force you to study Torah, you will not build yourself. How can you build yourself? It's like I pay you, it's like I tell you, come work with me, and I give you a money that it doesn't work in your city, in your country. I mean, what would it would help you? I mean, if you work, if I pay you, I have to give you the money that you can spend in your country. But just imagine, I give you money that you cannot spend in your country. So it's like you've been working for no money. Yes or no? To beat yourself up, it's better if we force everybody to study Torah. No one will beat himself up. You have to work on yourself. You have to force yourself. This is a sacrifice. I cannot take you and sacrifice you. No. You have the Torah didn't tell me, hey David, go sacrifice the other David. No. The Torah said, David, sacrifice yourself for Hashem. I cannot sacrifice you for Hashem if you don't want. You understand? Adam became the Torah said. The Torah said, if you want to sacrifice yourself for Hashem. So that's why I'm not allowed to force you to study Torah. I'm not allowed to force you to love the Torah. You have to work on yourself. You have to work very hard to come to a position, to a level that you love the Torah. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, that the way you build yourself. Can you imagine if the Torah tell you, listen to this please. If the Torah tell you, you have to consider yourself if you were in Egypt, it's a big, big, big thing. Yes or no? And no one, and the Torah says, Hayav, it's obligation, obligatoire. Hayav, Adam, Me'ot. And the Gaon de Vilna said, whenever the Torah said, Hayav, it's Chovah. Chovah the writer, Hayav, you must. You must feel. How can you feel you were in Egypt? You know how can you feel? Only if you love the Torah. Ay, ay, ay. Huh? If you love the Torah, if you love Hashem, and you love the Torah, automatically, you will think, if Hashem wants me to feel that I was in Egypt and I left Egypt, so that's what I have to do. That's what it should be. You know, in New York, yesterday, somebody came and he put a lot of money for to buy a radio station, okay? A lot of money, a lot. And then he came for a bracha. I told him, but I can't give you a bracha because this radio station, I don't feel it's kosher. I don't feel it's kosher. He looked at me and he told me, okay. I told him, what do you mean, okay? He said, well, kapara, I put a few million of dollars, I lose them. Kapara, I lose them. That man, he loves Hashem. I didn't force him, I didn't tell him, lose your money. I didn't tell him. I just told him the halacha. I told him, it's not like a Hasidut to have a station, a not kosher station. It's not for you. You understand? That man, he loved Torah. That's why if I force you to love Torah, you will not do Torah. And if you do it only because you're obligated to do it. With no love. If I force you to love me, I force you to give me money, I force you to take me in your car, you will do it with no heart. Understand? So never you will love me. Never you will build. You will build. You will build yourself new how to love me. That's why Hashem said no. I prefer to love me a little bit, but from yourself, not. Not with obligation to love me. And that's why Hashem, he said, that's why Hashem, Vishinatam Levanechav Dibatam Bam. What the connection? Teach your children and study. The answer is, how can you teach your children Torah? How can you speak about the Torah, how much beautiful it's the Torah, while you don't show your children that you love the Torah? First, if you want to speak to the children how much the Torah is beautiful, you have to study the Torah. Show them how much you love the Torah. Then you can teach them the Torah. But how can you tell them it's nice the Torah, they should love the Torah, while you don't love the Torah? If you love the Torah, automatically, by knowing that Hashem, he wants you to feel as you were slave in Egypt, that way. And I would like to feel, that way you will feel it. I would like to finish with a small story. It was one day a man used to go every day to the Daf HaYomi, okay? Every day he go to the Daf HaYomi, every day. And he was very, very tired. As soon he arrived to the Daf HaYomi, he fell asleep and he starts snoring. Oh, oh. So the rabbi one day, the rabbi was a little bit, he was not comfortable. One day the rabbi told him, please do me a favor. You disturb me. Every time you come to the Daf HaYomi, and you fell asleep 1 hour. And then you don't, and then you snore, and then I'm not comfortable. Please, do me a favor, don't come anymore. The man, he said to the rabbi, please, rabbi, don't do that to me. I will do my best not to sleep anymore. Please, let me come to the show. So the rabbi said, okay, I'll give you, he said, and the rabbi told him, no, don't come, you are tired. I mean, why you have to suffer? If you are tired, there is no obligation to come. You are tired, go. He said, rabbi, look at the answer. He said, rabbi, I work all day. I work all day. And every morning when I wake up, I teach my children how to love the Torah, how not to miss the Mishnayot, the Gemara, not to miss the Shiur, and I try to give them how much they should love the Torah. You understand me? And I teach them how much they should love the Torah. And the evening, when they come home, if they see me going to bed, how can they love the Torah? It's very important for them when they see me going from my home with my Gemara and they ask me, Papa, where you are going? I tell them, I am going to study Torah. And sometimes they tell me, but Papa, but you fall asleep when you were eating, you were falling asleep. Why you don't go to sleep? And I tell them, no, I have to go to study Torah. So the man said to the rabbi, if I don't come to study Torah, how can I speak to my children to love the Torah? Good or no? The rabbi knew what the rabbi told him. The rabbi, he kissed him. He told him, if that's the way you love the Torah, you can come any minute you want, and you can sit next to me, and I can be for you like a pillow. You can sleep on my shoulder. You can sleep because this it's a big mussar. That means this is the way. I mean, it's very important to show by showing somebody how to love Torah. He should love the Torah himself. How can a rabbi talk about Torah when he doesn't respect Torah? The meaning of sacrifice. Like it said in the Torah that Hashem, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know those hachamim that they are going to build the Mishkan, Yud'im Lachshov Machshavot, they will build the Mishkan with a lot of Machshavot, with a lot of thought, Lachshov Machshavot, with a lot of thought, and all the rabbis, they ask, of course, to build something, you need to think, yes or no? I mean, it's on business, if you want to do the business, you think what kind of business you want to do, you think if the business is good or not good. Of course, when it comes to the Mishkan, of course, there is a machshavot, there is a lot of thoughts, yes or no? So what the meaning of lachshov machshavot? Hashem said about the Mishkan, that the hachamim, that they will, all those rages, those hachamim, that they're going to be the Beit HaMikdash, yud'im lachshov machshavot, they know how to think, thoughts, what that mean? But the meaning is, there is a Rav Chaim Volozhin explained, there is a lot of pirushim about this pasuk. But the easy way how to understand this pasuk is like this. Ve'asu l'mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, every one of us, to build himself to be a Mishkan. But to keep v'shechati b'tocham. So when you build yourself in Avodat Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will resign on you, you must know one thing, that not only by actions, by doing mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will resign on you. Even with thoughts, the way you are thinking, ולחשוב מחשבות, how, what you think, because people they might tell me, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most important that I will be a good house for Hashem, only by my ma'asim. But what I'm thinking, that is not the business of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem said, no, ולחשוב מחשבות. Before you think any thought, you have to be careful if it's the thought, it's good or not. Because if the thought is not good, I will quiet your body. Hey, yes, I will quiet your body. Because, I mean, when Hashem will see you, you take a steak, you eat it, you break the bone of the steak. What does that mean? What's that? What does that mean? All your desire is what? You desire, because eating is desire. Desire is the heart. It's the machshava, you know. This, I mean, what's this? This is your desire. Do you do that? Do you have that kind of desire in Avodat Hashem? For eating a steak, you have this kind of desire. And for Avodat Hashem, you have half the kind of desire. Half desire. This is the Lachshov Machshavot. Before you do anything, Lachshov, not only one thought, think twice before you do it. Think twice before you do it. I would like just to finish. You know, there was a rabbi that his Talmid, he came to see him. He told him, Rabbi, I want to go to the army. So the rabbi told him, okay, if you want to go to the army, you can go. And he went. Few months later, these soldiers, he was killed in the army. And he came dream to his rabbi, and he was very, very well dressed. Very, very well dressed. You know, nice talit, you know, nice clothes, you know, the Talmud. And he was, so the rabbi told him, I heard that you die. He said, yes, I die, and I am in Gan Eden. But I am in Gan Eden, but I want to take you, I want to make you to the, I want to take you to the court, Yeshiva Shema'ala. I want to sit up a bit deal with you, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to sue you. So the rabbi told him, why? Why you want to sue me? What I did to you? So the soldiers told him, because when I told you I want to go to the army, you let me go. Why you didn't stop me? You know, here in Gan Eden, you cannot imagine what it is, the value of the Torah. You cannot imagine what is the Torah in Gan Eden. Why you didn't stop me? Not anyone has a schut to go to the yeshiva. I went to the yeshiva. I wanted to leave because I had a bit itzara to be a soldier. Why did it stop me? Because it didn't stop me. I want to take you to the suitcase, to the court. So the rabbi told him, but you told me that you are an Olam Haba. He said, yes, I am Olam Haba because I die for the Jews. Because I give my soul to protect the Jews in Israel. For that, they give me the Olam Haba. But I don't have the Olam Haba because of the Torah. I only had the Olam Haba because I die with the hand of the Arabs, they killed me, and I die for Eretz Israel. So he told me, please forgive me. So you see from here how much a rabbi has to think twice before he gives an advice to somebody. So Be'et Hashem, this is Adam Kerkev Miken. So Be'et Hashem, I pray for you that Kadosh Baruch Hu give you bracha v'atzlacha v'riut panasa tova, and Be'et Hashem, you will be healthy, you, your wife and children, and God bless you.